If you're a plumber, the Home Depot has something you'll want to get your hands on, or at least one of them, the new PEX Pinch Clamp tool from Apollo. With one-handed, fatigue-free operation, an LED indicator for sure connections, and a compact design for tight spots. Because you've only got two hands, and sometimes you've only got one. Get your hands on the newest innovative plumbing products from Apollo, like the PEX Pinch Clamp tool, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The new McNeil and Parkin Show.
Afternoons 1 to 6.
We're talking to Lucas Giolito here on The Score. I'm curious, just back to baseball for a minute, who would you compare yourself to, whether it was because you loved him growing up or your style? Like, who's Lucas Giolito's comp for Lucas Giolito?
The type of pitches I throw, the type of pitcher I am, it's kind of evolved over the past few years. I'd say growing up, I really liked watching Justin Verlander pitch. I think it would be cool to match up against him this year. Dominant stuff, dominant attitude. I'd say that's one of the closer ones. Hopefully I could have a career like that. That would be great.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
That'd be pretty nice.
We'd accept that.
Mac is back, joining Danny Parkins on your ride home. 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
With McDonald's $1-$2-$3 menu, you can choose among favorites like a delicious bacon McDouble for just $2. Just $2 for two 100% beef patties, melty American cheese, and, wait for it, thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. So for all the bacon fans out there, and you know who you are, come get your bacon fix without breaking the bank. That sounds almost as good as, well, bacon. Build your meal with favorites like the $2 bacon McDouble on the McDonald's $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The Home Depot has free carpet installation for any carpet purchase over $699. Free installation, as in no hidden fees for moving furniture, ripping out old carpet, carpeting stairs. Fees other places charge for their free carpet installation, we don't. For carpet installation that really is free, start with carpet from The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers. Thanks per customer.
The Chicago Cubs play here.
Deep drive to left off the bat of Baez. It's got a chance. Gone. Another two-homer game for Javier Baez.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. Let's go! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Central Division title comes down to the final two games of the regular season. Will it be the Wolves, Rockford, or Manitoba? Chicago hosts Rockford tomorrow and Manitoba Sunday. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for ticket information. John Paxson addresses Zach LaVine contract situation with Mullion Hanley.
He's a restricted free agent, so you know, the way the system's set up is that Zach will have opportunities. But you know, we like Zach a lot, and you know, you look back to when he was the last year he was in Minnesota before he had the injury. He was averaging 19 a game, and he was really playing at a high level. And we believe he can play and will play at a high level. But we'll just let the process play out.
Paxson with Mullion Hanley. It's available on 670thescore.com. Joel Embiid is out for Game 1 of Sixers Heat tomorrow, and the Hornets fired Steve Clifford. Baseball: Yu Darvish makes his first start at Wrigley since last year's NLCS. The Cubs-Braves weekend series begins at 1:20 right here on The Score. Albert Almora leads off. Tommy La Stella hits second at third base, and Chris Bryant hitting third at first base. The Sox have dropped 8 of their last 10. Ronaldo Lopez slated to start against the Twins. Yoan Moncada has struck out 10 times in his last 13 at-bats. Rain and up to a foot of snow expected in the Minneapolis area in the next day. In hockey, there are 3 Round 1 Stanley Cup playoff games tonight, and the Bears announced that players will report to training camp in Bourbonnais on July 19th. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Continental Motors. Searching for a Maserati Levante? Search ContinentalMaserati.com for the Continental difference. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score today at 12:45, where the Cubs take on the Braves. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
11. Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
1,
two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
Nine, ten.
It's not ten. You see, you're on ten here. Where can you go from there? Where? To 11. 11, exactly.
11.
Midway. So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
When we're halfway through the show, we hit the Midday Midway and let you know what we had been talking about a bit about Clint Hurdle and his desire apparently to manage the Chicago Cubs as well as the Pittsburgh Pirates and just how the some of the saltiness of this season. First, it's the Brewers, and then it's the Pirates. You get a little divisional sandpaper going and more of it. I think it's fun. I think everything that goes along with some of this early season baseball and how mid and late season baseball can make it that much more entertaining. I talked about Cameron Meredith, the information that I got regarding the what was frankly a medical decision that Bears doctors really weren't impressed with the results of the surgery and did not think that going forward it would be worth the investment. They could be wrong. Everybody could end up being wrong. He could defy the odds. He could have really high pain tolerance. Who knows? But they just thought that there was some laxity in the joint capsule and maybe some potential for arthritic changes where they thought it wasn't worth that kind of commitment.
We talked with Kyle Long as well. Nice to check in with the Bears offensive lineman who did not have really so much yet from the new Bears coaching staff about where he's going to play and what's going to be asked of him. But so far, I was pretty pleased with the conversations back and forth with the new coach, Matt Nagy. So I'm reading along in The Athletic, right? Ken Rosenthal writes his, I think it's like a weekly missive there, and he chronicled in his last piece that came out this morning kind of the demise, the breakup of Orioles Nation, of the ownership and coaching. Dan Duquette seems to be in Rosenthal's piece on his way out, and Buck Showalter may also be there, but has certainly lost power. And Peter Angelos, the owner there, hasn't been really checking in on activities. He's kind of left it to his two sons since about the first of the year. All that's in Rosenthal's piece. But something about the Orioles has always kind of struck me as odd. And it's the fact that they've never really invested in the international market. They've not put really any money into it at all. They've traded away international money, and the Mariners were the beneficiaries of it, picking some up to try and sign Shohei Ohtani this past offseason. There's a passage in here, though, that really kind of raised my eyebrows. The expectation of some in baseball operations, this is from Rosenthal, is that Angelos' sons will place an increased emphasis on the amateur draft, the international program, and the farm system. Okay. Under Duquette, the Orioles routinely have traded competitive balance picks and international signing bonus slots in an effort to remain competitive. Peter Angelos has never found anyone he trusted to run the international department, sources say.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. It seems such a strange place to throw that little note in there. And yeah,
trusted. Is he worried about over expenditures? Worried about a Dave Wilder situation?
Fans here in town will understand that that is a dicey market to get into. Even if you're doing it right, we saw the blowback that you can get from like the Braves' perspective, right? Coppola is banned from baseball, and he was doing things that a lot of people did
with the Buscones and the payouts and the human trafficking.
That said, it's also very bad. Yes. What? You can't find anyone you, because of a distrust, you're going to take this entire market where people are finding, what's the word? Oh, superstars, and discount it completely. It seemed very odd.
Is it possible that they're so far behind that there's so much heavy lifting to be done in even creating an infrastructure that maybe he's just worried about how big a role in the organization it would end up being?
I don't think that's possible because look at the way the Cubs have developed their own international market, their own academies. Look at the White Sox have fought back.